The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. This is a nice little, it's our second of our one-on-one sessions. It's a very Bono Christmas. Hello, Bono.
Hello.
Our Bono is here.
I am. Al's here.
I am here. I had, you know, it's funny. I had them do a quick list for me.
Okay.
Of who did what, like who did how many shows kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And you, guess how many shows you did, if you had a guess.
12.
It was more than that. It was. I'm like, I'm scrambling now because I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not even gonna ask. But you did Urbano 13.
Oh,
well, right, and now this was the other day. So now you're, this is 14.
14.
13 right, this year. Now it's funny because to me, like, for not doing the show as often as I'd like, and we are going to be doing it more often. One of the reasons we'll be doing it more often is we are in the new studio at the Berkeley.
Nice.
Which looks quite nice. We're testing it here. We're basically breaking it in with you. We're popping the cherry with you, Urbano.
All right.
I'm sure, like, you know, it's a big moment, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Excited to be here.
So we're gonna make this. This is the five questions of Christmas. I did this recently with my mother. It's meant to be a fun thing.
Okay.
Nando wrote this. Who you still haven't met, Nando, huh?
Not yet.
They were. It was kind of an interesting little setup the way he did it.
I'm gonna offer this shit to Natalie before you guys wind up before I do that.
Chris just walked in. Chris is here.
You guys are on your own. All right, podcasters. Do you guys want any of this shit?
Yeah. Why don't we leave some of that in here to use for?
Sucks.
People are gonna see how things actually go. And somebody came and they dropped off some gifts for Chris, and he's like, figuring out. Are you a big re-gift person?
It depends.
What's your thought process entirely on re-gifting in general? This is not a part of the questions, but
I think re-gifting is recycling. There's nothing wrong with it.
You don't think there's anything wrong with
not
it?
Not at all.
Do you feel personally insulted if you get regifted, or if you find out later on that a gift was regifted unto you?
Not at all.
Do you find that are there people in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That this is, again, I don't know what it, you get this out of me, and Chris is running around right now. He's
a regift. Here's the thing with a regift. If I like the regift and it's from the heart and you're like, you know what, this was given to me, but Chris would like it more, much like that jacket you gave me, I appreciate it. Not appreciating a regift, if you like the gift, is basically just saying, I wish my friend was down more money.
Yeah.
If you like the gift that they gave you and there was thought behind it, you're like, does it mean more if they like went out of pocket? That's kind of fucked up.
Well, I guess
that's it.
If a gift was given to you by a friend.
Someone gave me a jacket. Yes. And as soon as I tried the jacket on, I was like, this is a perfect Chris Manzo jacket. So I left it in my car and I gave it to Chris, and Chris was like, wow, this is a great jacket.
And you
jacket
immediately
for me.
Thought of him to say, hey.
As soon as I put it on, I was like, this is a great jacket.
But
for
do you feel that there are certain gifts, like right now, I kind of feel like Chris is like, oh, wow, this stuff is great. Now I'm just going to give it to whoever. Is there a lack of thought?
I'm not disguising it as thought. I'm saying to them, here's the things I don't want. Here's the things you can have.
Oh. Got it. Very, very, very special. Urbana now rummaging through the box.
That's good.
We're never going to get gifts again after this.
Sorry.
Whatever it is, it looks nice right there. Whatever you took. Anyway, so.
I got to tell you, when I worked at Bergdorf Goodman, I would get amazing gifts. And I would re-gift mostly all of them. And the gifts were super kind, but like I don't need a pink bottle of Veuve champagne. So I would like re-gift it. And so I've done that before.
Mm-hmm. I think I do. If there's like a thought thing that goes into it, like it triggers, oh, hey, you know who would like this? Or if it's a difference between that and like, oh, hey, this is just laying around. Now, every once in a while, those moments come up like, oh, yeah. You got a last minute invite to a party or something and whatever. But neither here nor there. Let's get into the questions. We want to get to know you on a Christmas level right now.
All right.
All right. Rank these movies. It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Love Actually. A Christmas Story. Okay. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Have you seen all of those?
I know I saw A Christmas Story. I saw the National Lampoon's Love Actually.
I don't know which one that is. I kept bringing that up to my mom. I haven't seen
it. I don't think I've seen that one.
Mm.
And what was the other one?
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Wonderful Life.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, sorry.
It's a Wonderful Life. I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never watched the entire... But I would say A Christmas Story and National Lampoon's Holiday Vacation are some of my favorites.
Of all of the Christmas characters,
mm-hmm.
you can't name Santa.
Okay.
Who do you feel is the most influential of all Christmas pop culture characters from a movie?
From a movie?
Yeah. Or like the one you identify with, a favorite?
The lamp from A Christmas Story.
Wow.
I think the lamp is yourself, a character.
You see yourself the most in the lamp?
I do. I do. Kind of like in the wrong place, always at the wrong time, with fishnets and frills. Yes, that is me with fringes.
Which smell or taste do you identify the most with Christmas? What do you need for it to feel like Christmas?
The smell is pine needles,
mm-hmm.
and the taste would be pinoli cookies.
Okay. Are you guys, were you a big like the seven fish family?
No, we from the part of Italy we're from, there wasn't a lot of fish. Like my mother would make like bacalà or like eel or like shrimp that she would cook down to little pebbles. But there wasn't a lot of fish in our family.
Mm-hmm.
More baking. My mother would bake a lot. She would do these Christmas castañas. It was like a chestnut that she would mix with like chocolate and orange peels, and she would like deep fry these kind of raviolis with that inside.
Mm-hmm.
She would always make that around Christmas time, but not a lot of seafood.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I find that, I think my family tried to do the fish thing once,
yeah.
and it was kind of like a who are we kidding?
Yeah, it's not.
You know what I mean? It was like, you know, like, it was like, they've done, it was funny. Somebody sent me recently a joke, and it said, the worst culture on the planet is our Italian Americans. Because Italian Americans are the only culture that can't decide what accent they have.
Yes.
And they say, "What well, now for you, I imagine it's actually a little bit more, probably a little bit more annoying being that you were born in Italy."
Well, the gravy is what gets me.
Yes.
Gravy gets me. There's no gravy. I will fight you. There's no gravy.
And that's not even a thing. In Italy, nothing.
There's no Italian translation. It's taking something that's similar, a liquid that you put on food, and then just calling it by that name. You know what I mean? Like gravy in the American way is that, like, to me, that brown sauce that goes on mashed potatoes or like meatloaf. And
there is ultimately, you know, because it's funny because I watched it. I got to find the link to it. But there really is, to me, nothing, and there's probably no bigger time of year, trying to think here, where it comes out more than Christmas, right? Where we have these, like, the Italian culture really seems to pride itself on these misguided traditions. But like, where it's gravy and the this, yeah, and all you do is like back at home. And like, no, dude, nobody even does that shit back home. As a matter of fact, the most American I feel in my entire life is in Italy.
Yeah, like, when's the last time you spoke Italian?
Yeah. And even that is like wrong. Like, you know, the second you even, like, the second you're learning Italian, you realize very quickly in Italian class, I did 2 years, that like, hey, just so you know, when you actually get to Italy, this might actually be completely useless. They have no idea. You got the dialect from up north, the this. Yeah. We kind of put it all together. So you're really only getting like 30% of people's attention no matter where you go.
Yeah. It's funny. When I was in Italy, when I worked for an Italian clothing company, I was talking Italian, and they were all Northern Italians. And as I was talking, they were like, oh, so where are you from? Southern Italy? I was like, no, New Jersey. And they were like, what? But you speak like a Southern Italian. I was like, I understand that, but I am, you know, I'm from here, but I speak it. So it's always interesting how you could tell from dialects where people were from.
Do you find that because when people say, and I believe you would probably get this a lot more in Hoboken, because Hoboken really is a hub for this. Mm-hmm. Do you or did you have a lot more interactions with like that type of person that was like, oh, you're from Italy, and then like all of a sudden they immediately start going with their hands and talking about like they're dropping their vowels a lot more hardcore, like do you have a really embarrassing like somebody attempted to be it's over the top Italian story?
No,
restaurants that didn't happen a lot.
No, I don't, not that I remember, but in life in general, I mean, I know for myself, like I've been on subways before, and like one time I had like an iced latte or whatever and I dropped it, and the woman next to me started cursing, and I started talking in Italian. Like, oh, mi scusi. She was like, oh, it's okay.
Like, you faked it. Like, you don't even know.
I faked it like what I was made a foreigner.
What made
know.
You do that?
I don't know. I just felt like, oh, my God, how do I, like, she was, like, wilding out.
You've done that before then, did you?
Yeah, like, I'll speak it to another language. Like, if someone tries to talk to me, and I'm like, I don't want to speak to them, I'm like, oh, no parlo inglese. And because I look the way I look, people just believe me.
That's very funny. On a scale of 1 to 10, how pointless are sugar cookies without frosting?
I don't know. I'm a sugar cookie guy. I don't need the frosting.
I don't do the frosting at all.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's a biased question. How pointless? So I'd say a 1. Yeah. I'll avoid the frosting entirely.
I mean, people are into it. Like, you can't, you know what I mean? Cookies are like cookies, bro. Like, I'll take them whenever I could get them. Like, I'll take it. But I don't need the extra icing. I think the great thing about a sugar cookie is tasting the granules of sugar.
The granules of sugar.
Yes.
What is a Christmas gift you've always wanted as a child but never got?
Oh, my goodness.
Does that hit hard? I feel like that's a question that kind of hit hard to me, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know, because Christmas in our house was very different because we were... You know, there was a lot of us, and my parents were immigrants, so I guess a lot of my gifts came from my older brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And I think I was aware of that. So we were never really, I don't know how this sounds, but we weren't really allowed Christmas, like, foolery. It's not like I can make a list and be like, oh, let me put this down for Santa Claus. I'd get like a, shut up, there's no Santa, it's your brother. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like... I think I was just grateful to get anything because it was so like different than what we were normally expecting.
Did you kind of get the Santa bubble burst earlier?
Probably.
Do you remember, like, cause that, I remember exactly
I,
where I was.
I do remember. I do remember. I got a racetrack. Mm-hmm. One of those racetracks with like the wire remote. They were like on a track. You could put in like a figure eight or whatever, and there was like the little wire inlet, a little inlet that the car went on top of.
Okay.
And it kind of went around the track, and there was two of them. And I remember I broke it, and I was like, oh, Santa. And my brother was like, you know, what fucking Santa? I bought that shit. Your sister made me give you the fucking money for it. And I was like, well, there goes that.
Were you upset? Like, wait, were you? How old were you?
I don't even remember. 5, 6, maybe. I was young. Was I upset? No, I was more like, I think I was more disappointed that my older brother bought it for me and then I had to like
Yeah, I almost feel like I had to say thank you.
Well, no, then I knew that it was like, now that he knew, I knew that it was him. Like, that was it. It was a wrap. I wasn't going to get any more. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. By him yelling it, like, he didn't have to pretend, like, chip in for it next year. You know what I mean?
I was at my grandmother's house, and I was the youngest grandkid, and we were just in the kitchen, and I had to be third or fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
Third or fourth grade. So I had I guess I made it then almost, you know, seven, 10 years old, man. You know? So my brother, if I was 10 or 11, if I was 10, my brother would have been 7.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the appropriate age to really have to break this to a kid is.
I think, you know what, the more I think about it, we were having this conversation last night at dinner, and we were talking about the mystery of Santa Claus, you mm-hmm. know, and I was saying how if Santa Claus is taught more like an energy, like the spirit, the giving, then I think it's easy to kind of, but like, well, it doesn't have to be a physical person, but there's still an energy of giving or the spirit of giving. I think that that could be a kind of easy way where the person is just an easy way for, you know, for a child to imagine. They can't really imagine what the spirit of Christmas would look like. But now that you have a person to it, and even though the person isn't real, that feeling that you get by getting a gift or giving a gift, that's really the goal.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, but I think young kids, though,
that they break into their, like, someone's gonna slide down the chimney and leave a box and eat all the cookies. It can lead to, like, oh my god, at any point in time, like, what if it's a crackhead that slides?
Well, the tech is definitely higher now. You know what I mean? Right? Like, you got this whole. I'll tell you what, here's one that could end up ruining Santa Claus for somebody, but you know, it's gonna make it work, because if you ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there's no better time than now. And this week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving Dear Avi listeners early access to all their holiday deals, 40% off their award-winning home security. We love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe: indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored by around the clock by trained professionals who help you the instant you need it. So Simply Safe even named the best home security system for 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. I love it. It's so easy to use. And you know me, I'm paranoid as hell, so I enjoy me some cameras. You can easily customize the system for your home online in minutes, even get free customer recommendations for Simply Safe. There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's really easy, and these are the biggest discounts of the entire year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. So take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday deals and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/dearalbie. That's simplysafe.com/dearalbie for 40% off your entire system. simplisafe.com/dearalbie, and you get a camera and you can watch everything that's going on in your house, which is very, very important.
Very important.
I really do bug out about stuff like that.
Really?
Well, you know me, I'm just paranoid in general. Sure. But so yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, now, so it must have been, I'll tell you why it definitely was before fifth grade. I want to say it was around third or fourth grade, because I remember going into fifth grade. First of all, my grandma ruined it for us. It was like she took it upon herself to be like, well, kids, you know, you know how this works. Like, just out of nowhere in the kitchen, out of nowhere, like completely. And my mother was like, Mom, just like that. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, I'm going to play this cool. Huh. I remember my life being like, shit. This
shattered.
But also kind of like, okay, bonus. Like, because now I know the source is around all the time. I'm not... There's not a guy just watching me in a list, but it's my parents. Okay, I can live with that. But, like, my brother was very upset. I remember my brother crying. I remember my sister being really, really upset. And me being like, yeah, no, I knew that. I knew that totally. Like, 100%, like, not, you know. But I remember going to school, like, a year or two later, Christmas in fifth grade, and this really, like, just nice, innocent kid was like, you know, I do think, like, you know, I believe in Santa still. And, like, people were kind of making fun of him a little bit. And they're like, mm-hmm. No, like, you know. And, like, there's, like, 30 kids in the class. And I'd say maybe 3 of them were still like, what the fuck you mean? You know what I mean? And this kid was like, no, I'll tell you why. Because, like, you know, I just don't see how my parents can pull off some of these gifts. And he was like, there really must be, like, you know, like, I don't think we've got that kind of money. And it was, like, the way he said it was so nice. And it was I remember even then saying to myself, wow, like, is there almost a cutoff
because like when I see Gabe and Olivia and Gabe and Olivia right now, I think Olivia is in fifth grade. I gotta ask Candace this: you really got to cut them off before the friends know.
Or if the friend know, like I know with someone that I know, her daughter is in like third grade and she knew Santa, you know, wasn't real, but like someone else in her class like thought Santa was real, and so her mom was like, "Listen, just don't ruin the surprise for her. It's her fantasy. Like, you know, you want her to."
Yeah, you don't
want
to be that person.
Yeah, because once you don't know, once you know, you can't unknow it.
Yeah, right.
So, but even for her, she felt like she was like so like adult because she knew this thing that like the other kid didn't know. But
yeah, you got to really make sure that you're not ruining it for other people, I think.
It's you guys.
Hey, man.
Johnny, did you open or not?
Locked.
Bang Bang Key has
it. So,
open.
You know. Sorry. Do you have a couple things? Are you hanging by us, Chris Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm going to do a lot of like games for the kids and stuff of this. Right. It's a very kid-friendly year.
All right.
More so. Because, yeah, like, you know why? They're more aware, I feel like. You know what I mean? Which is fun.
What about you? Any Christmas gift that you didn't get that you really, really wanted?
There was a... There was this painted... goalie mask that like I saw once in a store. Mm-hmm. That I was like, wow, I really want that particular thing. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it was. And I kept explaining like every year from like I was like 12 on, right? Like 12 to like I don't know however long I played hockey for. Like, hey, like, you know, what do you guys want? And I would tell them. And I would get different forms of something. So like, imagine like, you're like, oh, hey, like I want Jordans, and you kept getting Air Forces. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, you know, you don't really have the heart to tell your family you're screwing this up.
Yeah.
But it was like, I had to wear the other mask, and it was like, I was wearing a bad haircut on my face the whole time. Like, you know what I mean?
It was close, but not.
And I just kind of ran with it. But yeah, I never got the mask.
Yeah. I remember, I think I wanted one of those things as a kid where you sat on it and there was like a thing on like a round, like steering wheel, and you like spun the top and the bottom would spin. I don't really remember what it was called, but it was like a thing. Like,
have you ever gotten an awkward Christmas gift? Like, if somebody got you something and you're like, really?
I'm sure. But that's just what regifting is for.
Well, I suppose so, yeah. But I mean, like, at the same time, like, you know, certain people that are like, hey, I'm giving you this, and I kind of like expect to see you wearing it kind of thing, like somebody that was so excited.
Yeah, I can't, don't put your shit on me. Even the guy who gave me that jacket is like, oh, Urbano has that jacket. I'm like, great, you wearing it? Yeah, it looks great on. So it does, it looks great on. It just doesn't look great on me. It looks great on Chris when he wore it.
Do you have advice for people that if they are given something, how to politely put it down?
What do you mean?
How to politely put someone down?
Like, if they don't like the gift?
Well, how to either fake you like, you have to fake the gift.
I think the fact that someone went out of their way and either spent money or thought of you enough to give you something, I think that is, it'd be rude to not at least, you know, and you don't have to fake gratitude. Like, you could be grateful for the thought. You could be grateful for the action. The actual specific thing, even if it's not to your taste or your liking, that's okay. It's more, wow, this person was, it was really sweet of this person to give me something, even though I would never buy that for myself, nor would I wear it, but it was very kind of you. And, you know, I have this vest that somebody gave me that it's like this black vest that's like hand jeweled, like Argyle down the side of it. And I have it in my closet, and on paper, it's really nice, and you would think it's really me, but I've never worn it and I don't care, but I haven't given it out. I haven't given it away yet, so... And that person, I'm sure, is like, Urbano's never worn that vest with all the sparkle on it. But, like, I just don't. Even though it adds up to me, if I told you, Al, I got an Argyle vest that's sparkly, you'd be like, oh, my God, Urbano, why don't you wear it? I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't like it. So, but I think, you know, like, I told her I loved it. And I do love it. I just don't love it on me.
I get it.
You know, so I think it's more just like, wow, that's super kind. And if you kind of look at it with a sense of humor, like, wow, it's nice that they thought about me. They didn't have to. It's kind. You don't know if that's their last money or the fact that you made this list for people. Some people get super stressed out about Christmas. I think, like, I used to tell my sons all the time, like, I could keep everything I buy you all the time, Like, you know, when I see you and I think of something, or I'll pass something, I'm like, oh, my son would love this, or you would love that. Like, I could give it to you then, or I could just hold it all in my house and give it to you December 24th. Like, which would you prefer? And so I think it's more about, you don't have to like go crazy for this one day.
Yeah.
You know, I gave people plants one year.
I know what day we are going crazy. We've got the live show this Wednesday.
Let's go. So much fun.
Moment House. We've been putting the link up. Okay. The Dear Abby live show on momenthouse.com. This is going to be a very, very good one. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, of course. Wednesday.
We are getting after it. People are asking me, what time does it start? How long is it going to go? Guys, listen. Okay. There are going to be a lot of fun things that are happening. We are going to be giving things away. It's going to be prizes. There's going to be people for you guys to talk to. Oh, you're going to have direct questions. We are going to try and literally answer every single question that is asked of us that day. Full roster of surprises. A lot of fun people.
So much fun.
So hurry up and get tickets. Do not wait. It's going to get going this Wednesday night. Probably start around, 7 o'clock and just keep going until we're tired.
Let's go.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be so much fun.
You know?
Yeah.
Love you all. DearAbbyMailbag@gmail.com. Bono, very nice seeing you as always.
Thank you for having me. Happy holidays, everyone. Be safe.
Bye.
Bye.